Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
We're going to find out in 10 minutes how much the Los Angeles Lakers may regret letting this guy go in the last year or so. With Bart Scott and Freddie Coleman, thanks for joining us on Barton Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance and ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. XM Channel 80 as well as your smart speaker. Free agency in the NBA starts tonight. Bart Scott, we can talk about teams need to get it right. Teams better not get it wrong. Teams under the most pressure. But no matter what, especially when everybody, once again, is chasing Golden State and other teams you got to worry about, you really can't mess up free agency in the next 2 years no matter who you are in the NBA.
I mean, it's just no room for error right now. You talk about just some of these teams are in their prime. You know, you got teams in their prime and teams that are entering their prime. You think about the young guns. You look at the markets that traditionally don't have good teams are starting to get good teams. You look at Memphis. You look at Minnesota. You look at some of these other teams, the Pelicans. You know, I know I mentioned a lot of teams in the West that are just kind of ascending. Mm-hmm. And then you ask yourself, man, with this move yesterday with the Hawks, who was in the, you know, took almost an Eastern Conference Finals last, you know, a couple years ago, you know, with this move, with a guy that's able to, you know, 21-9, you know, add that to your team, can Trae Young, can he take it to the next level, right? And it's like, it's one of those things, man, where you're just so excited, but then you have the guys or the teams that are just not going quietly into the night. You look at guys that have worked their ass to get here. You look at Boston, who's going to have, you know, retribution or revenge on their mind. You look at Giannis saying, hold up, if I would have had my guy Chris Middleton, it would have been a different story. You look at James Harden recognizing, hey, maybe it's not all about taking as much money as I can get. Let's see if I can get a squad here to help me to maybe erase that scarlet letter that says that he can't win a championship, that you can't win a championship with James Harden and his playing style. I mean, right now, today is one of those days where anything's possible. Coming off of the NBA draft, now you look at free agency. You know, these are the teams that are contenders look to make their move in free agency, not in the draft, because usually they don't have any draft picks.
More than ever before, especially in modern basketball, it's not so much about who you go after, it's who can fit with what you do. For example, you mentioned DeJounte Murray being traded to the Atlanta Hawks by San Antonio. He fits what the Hawks are able to do, and now you reduce that pressure on Trae Young to do everything. And they found that lesson out the hard way after getting the Eastern Conference Finals the year before. You look at the Philadelphia 76ers. If I see the James Harden I saw, Bart, at the beginning of when he played in Brooklyn, then they're going to do something. Because when that guy was there like that, he played like he had something to prove. That he wanted to show all the naysayers that he could be a guy with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant and be that difference maker, especially in the playoffs. Then he got injured, and Kevin Durant had to carry that basketball team and almost did it against the Milwaukee Bucks. I can't wait to see what that's going to look like with James Harden. I can't wait to see what it's going to look like the New Orleans Pelicans. Because I know from the Pelicans right now, and whoever I'm thinking about in free agency, the biggest free agent is still Zion Williamson. And he wants a Supermax deal. And I would be very reluctant to give that to him because I want him to show me that he can keep his weight down, stay uninjured relatively quickly or get back relatively quickly, and be the guy that we drafted to be the face of this organization.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, decision time coming there, right? Because, you know, we've seen a team like the Pelicans have tremendous talented players. They had Chris Paul. They had Anthony Davis. And now they have Zion Williamson. When healthy, is as advertised, right? And I think, you know, right now, you know, Ja Morant has kind of swayed the debate in his favor as far as guys who's the best out of that class. But Zion still has time, and if he takes his weight seriously, then that means that the Pelicans are going to be a legitimate threat with all that they have and how the confidence and emergence of Brandon Ingram and the calming factor of CJ McCollum. You know, they can be dangerous as well. But the problem is just so many dangerous teams, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a good problem to have because, DeMarco, you know, Jamal Murray coming back is a big – you remember, it's not just Jamal Murray. It's Jamal Murray and Porter.
Yes, in Denver, yeah. And Michael Malone can coach.
You know, so like it's listen, this is the league is in a great spot, and I think, you know, we're at that point where, like, you know, we watch, you know, the league transfer from Magic and Bird and go to Jordan. We watch the league, you know, kind of leave from Kobe Bryant and go to LeBron James. And now we have a host of young stars who are we trying to see post Kevin Durant, LeBron James, you know, Steph Curry, who's next? And, you know, so many young prime guys that are ready to kind of announce themselves, and we're right on the precipice and right on the timeline and where we're going to be watching in real time somebody take the baton from one of these guys and say, you know what, I the captain now.
And by the way, well done. By the way, NBA Today free agency special on ESPN from 4:30 to 6 p.m. Eastern time early, and then from 7 to 9 Eastern time late. Bart Scott, Freddie Cohen in for Alan Hahn on Bart and Hahn and ESPN Radio. I'll throw this at you. Which team is going to have the hardest road to repeat? Is it going to be the Rams in the NFL or Golden State in the NBA?
I mean, it's definitely got to be the Rams, because football, you rarely see back-to-back titles. You talk about just a battle of attrition. You know, playing that much football, meaning that you start preparing and healing, you know, for the next season at a different time. And, you know, you got a mixture of guys. Some guys are there. We watched Tampa try running back with everybody. That didn't work out. Mm-hmm. Now we see the Rams make tweaks and bring in hungry guys like Allen Robinson. And, you know, but you also lose a great leader like Von Miller. So, like, you're always constantly recalibrating in football. And, you know, health is so important.
Right.
And the likelihood that somebody's going to get hurt is far higher in football than it is in basketball. So I would say Golden State, because they just have depth.
Okay.
Right? And they've been able to play half season with Klay Thompson, who's going to be healthier. So even if a healthier Klay Thompson, that makes them a better team within itself. You know, you think about Poole. Let's see if they can keep Gary Payton II, because it looks like Gary Payton II is on the radar of the Dallas Mavericks.
A lot of teams,
right? You talk about he's an older guy. He has a hell of a story. But, man, like Steph Curry said, this dude is the biggest 6'3 guy that they've ever seen, man. He plays like 6'8". You saw when Brown and Tatum tried to get with him, his strength and his length in his arms, just like his father, you know, makes him play taller than he really is. And, you know, when he went up for that layup, it wasn't no layup. He went up for a two-hand, behind-his-head tomahawk slam, and nobody wanted that. He can go up soft, you know what I'm saying, like Kobe would say, like a light-skinned dude.
There we go. The light-skinned dude is not being tough enough for you.
Well, light bread, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, never mind. I'm just not getting this argument between light and dark and all that other stuff. We're going to talk to Chicago Bull, who has seen the light after the Lakers tried to put him in dark. He is Bart Scott. I'm Freddie, coming in for Alan Hahn. Appreciate you joining us on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 8, as well as TuneIn. I wonder how much the Los Angeles Lakers regret letting a glue guy like Alex Caruso go to Chicago Bulls, because you look at it right now, the Bulls are in a better position to be a team in the playoffs and doing something than the Los Angeles Lakers right now. Let's bring in Alex Caruso to talk about that and the Bulls' future. He joins us here on Bart and Hahn. As a matter of fact, he's going to be among 90 athletes and celebrities taking part in the American Century Championship, which is the 33rd annual championship of celebrity golf. That's coming up July 6th through the 10th. Coverage on the Golf Channel on Friday, July 8th, and NBC all that weekend. For more information, visit AmericanCenturyChampionship.com. Alex, I laid it out there. How much do you look back and say, boy, did they make a mistake deciding not to keep me on the Los Angeles Lakers and allow me to go to the Chicago Bulls?
Man, we're coming in with the fastballs right away.
That's how we do it.
I know you can handle them. That's
great
why.
Introduction. No. You know, they might be. You know, hindsight's always 20/20. I think in sports that's probably the best description for a lot of transactions. But I enjoyed my time in LA, man. I wish, you know, maybe it could have had a little longer, a little more opportunity to maybe run it back and go for a second one. But you know, the new home I found in Chicago, 1 year in. You know, I've said it before, I love management, I love our coaching staff, love the teammates. I think we're trending in the right direction. You know, I think we kind of burst onto the scene a little last year, early in the year, and then, you know, a little adversity throughout the year with injuries and some COVID stuff. But, you know, I'm excited for us to get going and look forward to next year.
You talk about going from a organization, a heritage organization like the Lakers, that have a tradition of winning, and only to go to another big market team with a unique history and a history of winning. You know, how does the two – it's hard to kind of compare, you know, organizations. But what's the pressure like, you know, going to the Bulls and trying to kind of recapture that Michael Jordan era with a young nucleus and a young core?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of the same spot I was in L.A., that little gap period where I went on, you know, two-way and then got on the team. We had that great run for the championship. You know, we're kind of in that waiting zone for Chicago Bulls, you know, the era that we're in. Prestigious history and trying to get back to that level. So, you know, for us, I don't think we have anybody that shies away from that. You know, I think we got the right kind of guys, the right guys leading us to, you know, get back to where we're supposed to be, which is deep playoff runs, competing for championships. And, you know, obviously Rome wasn't built in a day. You know, it takes a little bit of time. And I don't think Michael Jordan, you know, prime MJ is coming back anytime soon. So it's up to the guys in the locker room and the coaches and the front office to, you know, formulate a plan and get out there and then execute at the end of the day.
Alex Caruso, Chicago Bulls guard, joining Bart Scott and Freddie Coleman on Bart and Hahn and ESPN Radio. And one of those teammates is Zach LaVine, who I think is tremendous. And had he not injured his knee last year, you guys really could have done some things in the NBA playoffs. That's just my opinion. What is it like seeing a guy like that rise to that level and he has to make a decision, staying or leaving Chicago? And it seems to me he's going to stay. But what is it like having a chance to be a part of that, a guy who keeps getting more and more special every year?
It's exciting to see, man. You know, I played against Zach, I think, when he really started to come onto the scene, once he got to Chicago and started to, you know, I think, cement himself as a top 20 and all-star type every year player. And you know, I can remember guarding him one year and then the next year going up against him, and he had gotten better, and it kind of caught me by surprise. And then, you know, being his teammate, you know, a lot of times in the league, you don't realize how good guys are until you get to see them night in, night out. I mean, Zach is just one of those dudes that, you know, he did everything he did last year on, you know, one leg, essentially. When he's healthy, he's one of the best scorers, most explosive scorers in the league, and excited to have him on my team so I don't have to guard him anymore.
I mean, you've been we are always, as former athletes or as a former professional athlete, we're always sensitive to somebody's time and moment, because when you get to this point, you've earned the right to be a free agent and go through the process. But what advice, you know, would you give to him if you could talk to him and say, hey, you know, this is my experience and, you know, these are things that's important. You know, every man makes his own decision. But, you know, what would you say to him about the process and how you decided to kind of navigate through it?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's up to him, right? You know, everyone has their – you know, their power rankings of what's important, whether it be, you know, money, location, you know, amenities for your family, stuff like that. I think, you know, at the end of the day, you gotta be mature about it and lay it out what's best for you. And I mean, I love the situation that we have in Chicago with him, as my teammate, as part of this, you know, organization's, you know, one of the pillars for them moving forward. I'm looking forward to hopefully hearing a decision in a couple hours that'll keep that the same way. You know, one way or another, I'm happy for him because I know how much work he's put into it.
What was it like for you going through that process?
Yeah, for me, it was interesting just because of, you know, the different levels that I think teams valued me at. And then also, you know, depending on, I mean, Bart, you know this, you know, it's always about becoming a free agent the right year, you know, making sure that teams have availability to give you money, make sure they have opportunity for you to get out there and actually play. A lot of that kind of goes into it. And for me, you know, I think Chicago just fell. And like we said, that power ranking of stuff that was important, they just checked. I mean, they checked all the boxes. And at the end of the day, I talked to Billy, I talked to AK on the phone, and I just loved the way that they, you know, thought I could help the team, thought I could help the organization. And I think I showed that a little bit last year, and excited to, like I said, do it again next year.
Yeah, they hit you with the banana in the tailpipe, though, because you go out there and it's summertime and it feels nice, and then you go out there, Magnificent Mile is beautiful. Then that hawk come about November, December, it hits differently. You're like, hold up. You're like, hey, hold on.
This is my first true winter experience last year, and first time driving in snow. It was an eye-opening experience, to say the least.
Like, when did I move to Canada? Like, what the hell is going on in Chicago? Why is it so damn windy?
My jacket got a lot bigger.
we hit you with the fastballs first. Then we come in like R.A. Dickey with the knuckleballs at the end.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, we'll change up.
So what lived up to the expectations the most? Was it the Chicago style hot dog with the tomatoes and the celery salt and the peppers, or was it the pizza with the sauce on the top?
Now, I'll tell you what. I used to have a pretty clean diet living in L.A. It was a lot easier to get some fish, you know, some. Right. some healthier sides. You know, Chicago's middle of the Midwest, heart of the Midwest. So just the barbecue, the steaks. You know, I got a little crazy early in the year with that. Before the season started, I treated myself a couple of times.
Alex Caruso, the Chicago Bulls, with Freddie Coleman and Bart Scott on Bart and Han ESPN Radio. What became your favorite spot in Chicago, Alex?
My favorite spot, honestly, the new the RPM Seafood right there on the river.
Okay.
I've been there a handful of times, and I mean, every time I go, I usually get something different, and every time it passes the test. That place is one of my favorites. We give a shout out to RPM. Hopefully they hear this. And,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're gonna clip this for love. You. You should never have to pay for anything else there again.
Show love, get love back. I think that's how it goes.
You're part of the celebrity golf tournament, like we mentioned, of the American Century Championship, 33rd annual. That's going to happen July 6th through the 10th. And that's on your Twitter handle, that don't let the crazy U.S. Open distract you from the fact I just shot a lifetime best 39-37 for a 4-over-76. How good of a golfer are you?
So that's career best, right? So that's the outlier. But
right,
I'm a mid to low 80s golfer. I've been playing a lot since the season ended. You know, I live the dream. I would get to work out and then go play golf every day if I want to. So I've been getting tuned up a little bit. Hopefully I can adjust to the altitude in Tahoe, but I'm looking forward to it, man. Everyone I've talked to about this tournament, they said that you go out there with expectations, and then once you get out there, it's just, you know, the fans and the atmosphere kind of takes over, and you just have fun. So I'm really just excited to get out there.
Which is better for you, having a chance to be a part of that, or Texas A&M beating Texas in the College World Series?
Yeah, Texas losing, that's 100%. I can play golf the rest of my life. Now that A&M and Texas, you know, we only get to play each other all the time. Anytime they win, that's a good day for me.
No doubt about that. Like we mentioned, we love the fact of self-made people getting a chance to get their shine on, and that describes Alex Caruso of the Chicago Bulls perfectly. Don't forget, he'll be among 90 athletes and celebrities taking part in the American Century Championship, the 33rd Annual Championship of Celebrity Golf. That's coming on July 6th through the 10th. Coverage on the Golf Channel Friday, July 8th, and NBC all weekend. For more information, visit AmericanCenturyChampionship.com. By the way, give Alex Caruso a follow on Twitter. Great follow, ACFresh21, joining Freddie Coleman and Bart Scott on Bart and Han. Hey, Alex, keep getting healthy. We know he had that injury last year in the regular season. Keep doing your thing. Go with the Bulls in the offseason, and thanks so much.
I appreciate it, guys. Oh, yeah, I want to give a quick shout-out to Bart, one of my favorite GIFs of all time.
Nice.
Just about how excited I am for Tahoe. Can't wait.
There we go.
Appreciate it, man.
Can't wait.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all having me on, man.
Thanks, Alex. Wow, that's great stuff. See, Bart, you have fans all over. You didn't even realize that Alex Caruso was a fan of yours like that, did you?
Not at all, man. He's going to get some free food, too, man. We're going to make sure we clip that for him, you know what I'm saying? If it ain't a table there, you got to bring in that table. Like, what's the Ashanti thing with Terrence Howard when he gets
yes.
over to Pretty Ivy?
Mm-hmm. Plus, you mentioned Ashanti, so as soon as you mentioned that, you had me a hello from that standpoint. 888-ESPN. 888-729-3776. People still on one side or the other when it comes to Bart Scott, who said right now, because Kawhi Leonard is 8 years younger than LeBron James, if he's able to acquire more chips and LeBron stays at 4, that gap is going to narrow between both of those guys in terms of being best player, wearing that list, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. D in Texas, what do you got to say about that?
What's up, guys? What's up? Man, shout out to my man, Alex Caruso. We're from the same part of the country. But, Bart, how dare you? Hey, do y'all just say stuff just for the radio sometimes?
No.
I mean, but Bart, hey, Kawhi can win 3 more. He's not in the same class as LeBron James. Now, I know you're from Detroit. Sorry, Fred. I'm not ranting. But, hey, and then we said this is the Steph Curry era. So a guy can win 4 titles, 4 MVPs, 4 Finals MVPs. And I noticed that last caller said that, well, if Draymond don't get suspended, then the Cavs don't win that one. Hello? Kevin Love and Kyrie didn't play the previous year, and they went 6 games. Mm-hmm. And Alex, and the famous word of Stephen A., Alex Dellavedova was the second best player. Hey, man, Kawhi, I don't care what he does, he will never, ever touch LeBron James on the pound-for-pound list. Shame on you, Bart.
What did Kawhi do when they played each other and Kawhi was young? Kawhi put them locks on, claws up on the brick.
When he had Tim Duncan and those other 3 Hall of Famers?
Hold up. We always act like LeBron ain't got nobody. Who did LeBron have? He had 5 Hall of Famers.
Yeah, hey, he was squatted up.
This dude had it.
I like the fact that he came correct.
hey, he was squatted up. But
Ray Allen, Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, come on, man. Like Kawhi's always beat him.
Ray Allen the same age. Come on, man. Ray Allen was my age when he played with LeBron.
Well, LeBron, how old is LeBron? And he led the league. Denver led the league in scoring. At 36.
That's why he's the GOAT, Bart. Come on.
So you can't talk about Ray Allen. Who won that for him? Ray Allen is the one who saved him.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm about to call. Hey, I love the show, man. I'm about to call y'all back when I really got time to argue. Hey,
he's like, I got something to go. Did he call us in between his lunch break?
That's fantastic.
I love the fact he said he's going to call back because that means he loves the show.
Yeah, yo, I'm calling back, man. Hold on, man. We gonna finish this. I got to go. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
This is not over. This ain't over. Hell no, it ain't, according to D in Texas calling us. Always hit us up anytime you want on Twitter as well, at BartScott57. That's Bart's handle, my handle, at Coleman ESPN. We're going to switch gears to college football. And is this conference about to get bigger and bigger? That's next on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bart and Hahn.
All the way out when it comes to college athletics. He's Bart Scott. I'm Freddie Coleman in for Alan Hahn. I'm Bart and Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance and ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as your smart speaker. As you heard from our girl Christine Lisi on SportsCenter, a source has confirmed to ESPN that a Mercury News report in San Jose, California, that the schools, meaning UCLA and USC, are considering moving out of the Pac-12 and to the Big Ten as early as 2024, and that's completely right. Blindsided the Pac-12. They're still a formal notification process, as both UCLA and USC have let the Pac-12 know they are out. USC and UCLA also have to formally apply to the Big Ten, a process that is currently underway, according to what a source told ESPN and Heather Dinich, ESPN College Football Insider.
Well, listen, we can, you know, Stevie Wonder can see this one coming too. When you look at, you know, what's happening in the SEC, you're looking at how they're becoming a super conference. Now the Big Ten is like, okay, how do we put that star power in there? How do we put those big legacy names, those heritage organizations in there? We have Ohio State. We have Michigan. You know, now we need some more because we're a little light. We're a little light now when you think about over there, Georgia, Alabama. Like, we need some more. So now what you're ultimately going to start seeing is – two big conferences, right? Yep. Two big conferences, and it's all about the money. Could you imagine the amount of money that can be generated just from TV and marketing deals if you have a team that's traditionally been on the Pac-12 and now these teams are playing at times and on locations on the East Coast during the right time of the day when people are paying, when the entire country is paying attention and not just playing late when people have kind of turned off their mind to college football. Like, when you watch college football either early or late,
or often, and, like I do.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But, you know, But you know how people watch it, and it's always a West Coast bias. Yeah. Now you take two West Coast powerhouses and you move them to primetime TV. Now that's more exposure for those players, for those programs. Unfortunately, it's less exposure for the Pac-12.
Yeah, think about this. When? Because usually the report comes out like this. They knew about this a while ago. We're just getting page one now. They're on page 30 when it comes to USC and UCLA leaving the Pac-12 to go to the Big Ten. You're going to have every major market practically along the east to middle east to west part of the country. When you got the New York metropolitan area with Rutgers, you got the Baltimore, D.C. area with Maryland, you got the Chicago area with Illinois, you got the Detroit area with the University of Michigan, and now you got the L.A. market with USC and UCLA.
I mean, you add Northwestern into that as well. You know what I mean?
Chicago market, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like crazy, right? It's so like now, where do the other conferences go? It's like, man, like you can't add anybody. It's like all the good teams in two conferences, and it's like the other teams, like, man, what about us?
Well, that's the deal with the Pac-12, because Oregon, Oregon State, Colorado, Utah, Washington, Washington State, Arizona, Arizona State, those are the schools that are going to be left. They're going to have to form a league with somebody else, and good luck calling that the Pac-12 and trying to sell that, because look out into the Big 12.
Yeah, who are they going to take, Baylor?
Well, Baylor's going to stay in the Big 12.
Okay,
yeah,
right.
The Big 12 is adding Cincinnati and BYU and teams like that, so the Pac-12 can't even go get those teams now. Mm.
This is a mess. Like, somebody going to have to lure Notre Dame from being independent.
This is all setting up from a breakaway from the NCAA when it comes to college football.
Exactly.
They've been setting this up for years. They are tired of Mark Emmert and the NCAA telling them what to do, especially when their championship is not the NCAA. It is a college football championship. The NCAA has nothing to do with it. This is all about the bigger schools, the bigger conferences, Bart, breaking away from the NCAA and just calling it a clean break. That's what this is.
Flexing some muscle, man. This is going to be interesting, man. Oh, man, to be a fly on the wall, to listen to the Paul Feinbaum show, it's going to be entertaining. Oof. Oh, they take it so personal.
Yeah, we'll put it this way.
They go so waka flocka.
Yeah, Paul won't have to say a word. He just say, I'm the Paul Feinbaum show. He throws out the, Paul, it's not going to be better SEC, Paul.
Exactly.
They can go to the Big Ten and call the Big 38, but it ain't got none of the SEC, Paul. That's going to be 4 hours of that on the Paul Feinbaum show, period. End of story. Either way, that's the news of the day. According to a source telling ESPN.
Follow the money.
Follow the money. The money always knows. USC and UCLA are formally going to announce their intention to leave the Pac-12 and move to the Big Ten as early as 2024. Barton Hahn and ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance of motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Everybody's still hot and bothered one way or the other because Bart Scott put it out there about 2 hours ago, and you
speaking
are still weighing
just speaking
in.
My truth, son.
You are sticking to your truth. Exactly. I give it to you. Bart Scott has basically said, hey, Kawhi Leonard, 8 years younger than LeBron James. If he gets a fourth championship or maybe even a fifth championship, winning two of the Los Angeles Clippers, all of a sudden, LeBron's the best player of his generation, but that gap will be narrowed considerably, especially with LeBron James at the far end of his career, maybe not winning a championship. Plenty of people have plenty to say about that at 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Dana, the great state of West Virginia, what you got?
Hey, I'm from Richmond, Virginia. But
okay,
I'm
okay.
With you,
Richmond.
Bob.
Sorry about that. Dana from Richmond.
My bad, Coach Carter.
My bad. You good? But I'm with you, Bob. I think Kawhi would pass LeBron. I'm a Laker fan. If Kawhi wouldn't have got hurt in that Golden State playoff, Kawhi would already be at three. And then if he would have wind up coming to the Lakers instead of LeBron messing that up, he's going to get the two in L.A., and he'll pass LeBron, and he'll go down maybe as the third GOAT because Kareem is the first GOAT.
No
and
doubt.
Let me ask you this right quick, Bart and Fred. Just imagine if Kareem would have went straight from high school to the pros.
Oh, boy.
Exactly.
Oh, brother. Boy.
He could have.
Imagine he still lead. Well, I think LeBron did he pass Kareem in scoring yet?
No, Kareem still the time leading scoring.
So Kareem lead the league in scoring with only shooting one 3-pointer in his career. He only hit one 3-pointer in his damn career.
Yep.
So imagine how many more baskets he's made than LeBron.
Yeah, because think about this: when it comes to all time leaders and when it comes to scoring, and you have a guy in Kareem Abdul-Jabbar who seismically changed the game. They outlawed the dunk when he was at UCLA because he would score more than that. And he still found a way to say, I'm going to develop a shot that you guys can't outlaw when it comes to the sky hook. And he dominated basketball in college and in the NBA, first Milwaukee, then the Los Angeles Lakers. But I shudder to think what he would have looked like had he been able to leave college, leave high school and go right to the NBA.
Yeah, LeBron had a four-year head start on him as far as acquiring statistics. It's amazing what he's been able to do. And you talk about longevity, the longevity that he had. Well, you know, no denying. Listen, it's no denying that LeBron is a great player. This isn't what this is about.
Right.
What this is about is the same way when Michael Jordan left, we were trying to say who was the threat for the throne.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James, we're starting to see the end of his career come. And we're saying who's a threat to the throne. And right now in his current era, he has a guy like Steph Curry who's already at four with him that we think in the next couple of years could get one or two more.
Sure.
And then we're looking at, okay, who's not in his era, who's kind of, you know, they cross on the intersection. Who's one of those guys, whether it's Kevin Durant or if it's a guy that's younger like Kawhi Leonard who experienced early success. Remember how young he was when he won his first title, right? And then, you know, shortly after winning his second title, right? It's been, what, 3 years now? So that means he was 26 when he won his second title. Right, Michael Jordan didn't win his first title until he was 27 years old.
Yeah, and Kawhi doesn't have a lot of tread on his side because of the fact of load management injury, so he might be able, if he stays relatively healthy, to play a little bit longer.
And he's on a team with a tremendous amount of role players. All the ingredients, like we talk about the ingredients for Golden State to kind of go on a run, all the ingredients are there. Two young stars, right? They just haven't done it together. A great coach and a team, much like, you know, what happened with Golden State when they had to play without Kevin Durant leaving, without Klay, they developed role players. So now you look at the role players. Reggie Jackson has found his groove. They haven't even played with Norman Powell, right? You talk about Nick Batum, who gives them tremendous versatility.
You Luke Kennard, who can be that stretch shooter for them. And now you got John Wall's a backup position. And if he's one-fifth of what he used to be, you may have something going on there when
instant
it comes to
instant fast break.
Yeah, by the way, LeBron James currently is 1,325 points behind Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on the all-time list. So he's going to pass him sooner or later. But there are going to be plenty of people who say that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is a better player than LeBron James. Mark my words, a lot of old heads are going to say that. We know LeBron James is a great show, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar used to be a great show. But right now, Major League Baseball, who is the show between Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge? That's next on Bart and Han, and this is ESPN Radio.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Bart and Han.
Oh, yeah. Finding out baby here on Bart and Han.
You blow my mind,
he's
baby.
Bart Scott. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and your smart speaker. Dusty in Tennessee at 888-729-3776. He has got a bone to pick with Bart. What is it, Dusty?
What I do, Dusty?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
We're good, Dusty.
Hey, first of all, I want to preface this by saying I love Bart Scott. You're the best at radio. You're better looking, you're in better shape, and you're better at radio than Keyshawn Johnson.
Ouch.
Like, you're destroying him. That's why Keyshawn hates on you, is because he's always paranoid you're coming for his spot.
Yeah. Well, like, Keyshawn looks Sean Kemp in the Cavaliers uniform right now, so it's all good.
I got twin 14-year-old boys, and one of them is named after Keyshawn. But when I saw him wearing those, like, tight ballerina-style pants, I went to the courthouse and tried to change his name to Bart. I asked the wife if we could change his name. But now that really happened. But all that being said, we're pretending like you didn't just say explanation point.
What'd I say?
On air. And Freddie just let it go like it didn't happen.
Well, because Freddie understands that I got an associate's degree and I'm from Detroit, you know what I mean? So we got this Southern twang. Like, you know, my parents are from Alabama. I'm all mixed up. I live in St. Louis, so I'm used to people saying her, dar, car, and that's all mean the same word. Then I went out to Baltimore where they say hot dog, not hot dog. Like, I'm all messed up, man. I don't even know what the English language is anymore.
Now, I love the show, and I was listening to it, and then you said, I don't even remember what it was about because it shocked me so bad I just said, and I couldn't, like, I couldn't hear it anymore.
It's like,
you
what?
Said something, and you said explanation point.
I said exclamation point?
That's tremendous. You said explanation.
Yeah, that's one of my words. Let me put that down because you know, my vocal coach tell me I say whiff instead of whiff. So I got to slow down because I say whiff, like whiff ball.
Right.
I get hyped up. I get excited.
And I
just forget all my syllabuses and stuff.
I'll tell you what. I give Dusty, you know, 10 points, you know, for calling the show, 25 points for creativity, mentioning his son, Keyshawn, you, scaring Keyshawn,
he got
and
his
then grammar.
Worth. He got his money's worth.
He sure did. He gave us our money's worth. We weren't even looking for it.
What is it? Did I say it wrong? Exclamation.
It's exclamation.
You like to ask a lot of questions,
exclamation
too.
Point. Okay.
There you go. Exclamation. Wait,
I call DeJounte. DeMonte, listen, I don't even know how that worked.
Called him like three different names today.
As long as you can call him Del Monte, like the green beans and cans, then you're okay.
You can always tell what decade a kid was born in by their names. This all Jodeci kids. We just got hit up by the grammar police, man. I take all citations and tickets. It's all good.
But you,
what's his name? DeJounte? DeJounte?
DeJounte Murray. Yes.
Yeah, and let me tell you how you can always tell. And nobody had to tell me he was born in 96. Anybody named Deontay, Devontae, Dalvin, all that's because Jodeci.
Yep.
I know we like to have fun about the people named Jalen because Jalen, 90s in the 90s. Mm-hmm. The same thing for all these D apostrophe underscores, silent J's, P's, H's, and S's. It's all because of Jodeci. Everybody want to try and remix somebody's name, Devontae. What the hell is Dijon?
I have no.
That's mustard.
Yeah, put it this way.
I don't even know if that's officially spelled that way. I would love somebody. I bet you if somebody told his, you know, had somebody spell that at the spelling bee, they would get that wrong every single time. Origin of word. What is a DeJounte?
How many quizzical looks were in the recovery rooms after the birth of the baby and the grandparents going, what did you name our grandbaby?
Dijon. You might as well name him. What's his middle name? Great Poupon?
The funniest one I've ever heard, somebody named their kid LaDashe, LaDashe.
See, I grew up in the 90s, I grew up in the 80s. I was born in the 80s. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we had all this stuff where parents would name their children things that they wish they could have, like Porsche, Lexus, you know what I mean? Alexis, you know what I mean?
It was Alizé.
It was all things they were projecting, right? It was all things they wish they could have. Like, I can never buy a Porsche, so I'm going to have a Porsche.
Naming the kid Rolls, last name Royce.
Yeah, like, come on, man. Like, this kid, you name your kid stuff they can't even live up to.
Or that you can't buy.
Like you should have named her Camry.
Or Toyota.
You should have named him Prius, because that's about all he worth.
Nissan, huh? We get the idea. Don't forget to tune into the ESPN Daily Podcast. Bring you a deep dive into a single story from
Isuzu,
one of the ESPN
come here.
Reporters. Presented by, not by that, but by Supercuts. Download, subscribe, review ESPN
Subaru,
Daily.
Get your ass over here. Didn't I tell you, Subaru?
Available wherever you enjoy your podcast, whether you have a Subaru Rolls Royce or not. He's Bart Scott and Freddie coming in for Alan Hahn and Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio. Big story in Major League Baseball continues to be Aaron Judge. Hitting another home run. He has as many home runs before July 1st as Babe Ruth did when he hit 60 home runs for the New York Yankees. But you got Shohei Ohtani, terrible team, great player. Who is the bigger show? Who's the most exciting show with Aaron Judge or Shohei Ohtani?
I mean, I love Judge and what he does. It's like seeing the big, gentle giant do things that we've never seen a guy that big on a baseball diamond move that fast, run that fast, catch that well, jump that high.
Attaboy.
But you look at Shohei Ohtani. I mean, it may be guys that can do what he can do, but we haven't seen it. We haven't seen somebody since Babe Ruth pitch and hit, you know, at the clip that he can hit at. You know what I mean? You talk about what, last year he had like 40 home runs?
Mm-hmm.
Last year he was the show. He was the most exciting thing in baseball. Now, this year Aaron Judge is giving him a run for his money. But for me, it's still Shohei because he can go pitch – and then when he's done pitching, still affect the game, you know, from the diamond, you know, being a DH or whatever you want to call it, man. And I'm just interested in what that contract looks like when he's up as a free agent, when you have to try and blend two player salaries into one to pay him.
By the way, quick news regarding the NBA. According to Adrian Wojnarowski, you knew a Woj bomb was going to be coming with free agency starting tonight at 6 o'clock Eastern time. According to Woj ESPN, Adrian Wojnarowski, Brooklyn Nets general manager Sean Marks is working with Kevin Durant and his business manager Rich Kleiman on finding a trade for Kevin Durant. That's what Kleiman told ESPN. What? According to Adrian Wojnarowski, Brooklyn Nets GM Sean Marks is working with Kevin Durant, who has requested a trade out of Brooklyn from the Nets.
See, Kyrie, we can't have good things because of you.
Oh, you can't blame Kyrie on this one now.
No, we stuck with Kyrie for this year.
Yep. Wow.
Man, what the hell?
I know we'll be talking about tomorrow on First Take.
Oh, he going to L.A.? Yeah, that's a wrap. Yeah, he going to L.A. He going to L.A.?
Yeah. We got USC, UCLA going to the Big Ten. And then this, I think, man, First Take has already had their show meeting. That's over.
Yo, get the hell. What the?
According
Kevin
to Adrian
said they so, man, this is the biggest debacle in the history of sports. How the hell you lost two MVPs in less than 6 months and you stuck with Kyrie Irving? Well, Kevin Durant better bring – who you bringing back? Kevin Durant, you can't get equal compensation for KD. Yeah,
Kevin Durant basically let us know about a couple of weeks ago on that podcast where he said Brooklyn Nets and Kyrie have to work this out. And when they do, I'll see what happens. We've got our answer. He's had enough of this organization and Kyrie Irving. Oh, this could be a joint thing.
I wish he would have vocalized this.
At 12 o'clock Eastern time?
Yeah. Come on, man. You just going to leave me with this? Going to let everybody dig on this first? Woj.
I'm sure we'll be talking about this tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll be talking about USC and UCLA as well. Man, oh, man. For Bart Scott and Freddie Coleman.
Forget free agency, man. This is the the hell we just waste all it?
Because Woj knows, people.
Talking
Woj
about Dijon. We're talking about mustard. ESPN we got Easy Sniper.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.